With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, formerly a presidential candidate himself, says those who've tried to assassinate former President Trump on the campaign trail may be partly inspired by one of the two main themes of the Harris presidential campaign.
One of those themes was that President Trump is a threat to democracy. If you say that 1,000 times, put it in ads, repeat it over and over again, then, you're going to have followers that believe they're going to be heroes if they can take them out.
Governor Burgum spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. When baseball and politics don't mix, Arizona Cardinals fans are now seeing red because of an incident.
An Arizona Cardinals fan was forced to throw out her Make America Great Again hat when entering State Farm Stadium Sunday for a game against the Los Angeles Rams. The Cardinals season ticket holder said a stadium worker told her to remove her black MAGA hat if she wanted to enter, claiming political attire is not allowed inside State Farm Stadium. The Cardinals have issued an apology, saying no such policy exists, and they've reached out to the fan. They claim the employee was unclear on the rules and that the only items banned are signage, posters, flags, or displays that are political in nature, but not MAGA hats. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The beginning of the high school football season this year has seen a string of deaths. Players appear to be most at risk in the late summer months of August and September of suffering heat-related illnesses due to still warm temperatures from summer and high humidity. Climatologist Barry Keim with the Louisiana State University School of Public Health says it's time for football officials to adjust.
These last two summers should serve as a wake-up call for all the coaches across this region that something is afoot.
Since 1992, 58 players have died from exertional heat stroke. This is SRN News. What does your Bible study do? Michael Harrington has a report.
It might sound like a dumb question, but it's really not. Lifeway Research has conducted a poll of the people who lead Bible studies in America's Protestant churches, and only 46% say the primary purpose of the group is to study the Bible. The rest are more focused on other things such as service, outreach, or fellowship. Lifeway also reports that on average, churches have 7 ongoing Bible study groups for adults with an average of 69 weekly participants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A resolution introduced by congressional Democrats states that hospital emergency rooms must provide emergency abortions when a woman's health or life is at risk, overriding state abortion bans. The resolution has no weight of law and has little chance of passing a Republican-controlled House in an election year. Democrats say they will introduce a Senate version of that same resolution sometime soon. This is SRN News. Jurors in Colorado will resume deliberations next week in the trial of Ahmad Alisa, who stands accused of a 2021 Colorado deadly supermarket mass
shooting.
Prosecutors
say Alisa was legally sane and knew the difference between right and wrong, pointing out that he chose a semi-automatic pistol, steel-piercing bullets, and an optic sight to help him kill as many people as possible. No one disputes Alisa was the shooter, but jurors could find him not guilty by reason of insanity. Alisa has schizophrenia and told state psychologists he heard voices that were yelling in his head. He faces 10 counts of first-degree murder, multiple counts of attempted murder, and other offenses, including the possession of high-capacity magazines banned in Colorado. Survivors testified about how they fled. Everyone he shot died in the attack. I'm Jennifer King.
And there could be some problems for coffee drinkers in the form of higher prices, soon both Brazil and Vietnam suffering major losses to their coffee crop this year. This is SRN News.